We know there's, you know, really competitive industry is horse racing, particularly, you know, between Victoria and New South Wales. That's a conversation been rolling around for a while. Part of that has seen the advent of the All-Star Mile, Flemington, March 16. The nominations closed for it yesterday. It's an absolute kaleidoscope of superstars. Honestly, there's no winks at this stage, but this field, if it takes shape, could be anything. Paul Bloodworth, Racing Victoria, Racing Operations Manager, has been good enough to join us. Paul, good afternoon. Thanks for joining us on the show. If it comes to pass that you get a race where, you know, some of these frontliners that have been nominated all get there on the line on start day, it's going to be a hell of a race.
Mate, I really like Kaleidoscope of Stars. I think I'm going to use that one.
go artist. Yeah. It's phenomenal, though, isn't it? I mean, take Winx out of the equation. She's obviously, you know, the big draw card at the moment, and you feel like if you want to have the absolute ultimate race, then she's got to be in it. But if you put her to one side, and it's unlikely that she'll be there at this stage, this race will want for nothing, I reckon.
I think you're right. Yeah, there's no question about that. Look, you know, we'd be kidding ourselves not to say we would have loved to have had Winx. She's the superstar of world racing at the moment. But, look, we're all going to have to work towards a life without Winx after this year's Autumn Carnival, because I think that's going to be it. So really, we've unquestionably got the next best lot of horses in Australia that could possibly nominate for a race like this. I don't think there's anyone missing from the nominations that you would say realistically, oh, well, why isn't that horse nominated? It would be fantastic if it was in the race. So hopefully they're all fitting well, and hopefully the 10 best of them get voted for in the voting, which opens next Monday at 9 a.m. and we get the field that you're talking about.
So explain to us, there's 130 nominations. Explain to us how the voting works, how long it'll roll for, what people have got to do if they want to, plump up for a particular horse.
Sure. So, yeah, you're right. So, noms closed yesterday, which is, I guess, the first instalment of the All-Star Mile. 130 noms we had. Just a couple of little stats there. There's 35 Group 1 winners, 33 equine millionaires nominated in the race, which I guess goes to what you've been saying. 49 stables represented and 59 horses rated 100 or more. And a rating of 100 for a horse really signifies a pretty quality horse.
Yep.
So nominations open on Monday the 21st at 9 a.m. www.allstarmile.com.au, and anyone is eligible to vote for your horse that's nominated there. Voting goes for around 4 weeks. It'll conclude on the 18th of February. The benefit for anyone thinking about voting is that if you vote in the All-Star Mile, you've got the opportunity to share in $500,000 in prize money that's been allocated for the race to the punters, to the voters, if you like. So it's a really unique part of the race that's there to encourage absolutely everyone to vote. And it's, you know, part of our philosophy of racing for all that allows the, you know, the punter in the street to race, to have a horse in a race, racing for that sort of prize money.
There's real incentive for people to participate in this, and I think there'll be a lot of people who will just want to participate because they love a horse and they'd like to see it in this particular race. Having said what we've said about Winx, and we had a chat about her yesterday on the show, you know, given the fact that she returned to work in a public sense yesterday with her first trial, and, you know, I think we all understand that the likelihood of her racing against the Autumn Sun, given the stables, you know, kind of focuses, particularly with the Autumn Sun, are unlikely. But if Chris Waller and the team, John Massara, decide to have a go with Winx against a horse like the Autumn Sun in a race like yours, how can she get in, given the fact that she's not been nominated?
Sure. So the beauty of the concept, Andy, is that we've got four wildcard entries, if you like, that Racing Victoria allocate. So they'll be allocated after the voting closes. So basically, the wildcards can be used for any horse in the world, for that matter, and you don't have to be nominated to use the wildcard. So I guess in the specific example of Winx, if Chris came to us in a few weeks' time and for whatever reason she's missed a run in Sydney, or there's been a change of heart in the program, or something's happened that's wanted him to now contest the All-Star Mile, all Chris needs to do is to give me or Greg Carpenter a call, and I can assure him 100% that we will allocate a wild card to Winx. So, you know, like, so that's it. You know, so I guess a little bit of a contingency plan for Chris. And I think the same, you know, with his three-year-old that he nominated yesterday, the Autumn Sun, who's a champion three-year-old in Australia. I mean, he's stated aim by his owner, John Massaro, is that he'll contest Group 1 races in Sydney this autumn. Mm-hmm. And I'd imagine that he's nominated as a contingency plan in the event something happens in Sydney, let's just say, wet track. So I did say in an interview earlier today, Andy, that hopefully it starts raining in Sydney now and doesn't stop for about 2 months and we see the Autumn Sun here lining up in the All-Star Mile.
Oh, you don't have to wait too long for it to rain in Sydney these days, Paul. It generally buckets around, down up there more often than it does down here, that's for sure. Mate, look, it's a super list of horses that potentially could take to the starting line for this race. We'll wait and see how it all plays out with a public vote and we'll see what sort of discretionary activity needs to be taken thereafter by you and your team, mate. But so far, so good. Appreciate you joining us today to have a bit of a chat about it. Thanks for your time.
No worries, Andy. My pleasure. And I just encourage everyone to start voting as of Monday, www.allstarmile.com.au.
Good on you, mate. Paul Bloodworth of Racing Victoria, Racing Operations Manager.